It's 7:11. McGraw has the day off. I'm Paul Harris. Proud to be back behind the microphone. Thanks for filling in. Time now to bring in ABC News veteran Sam Donaldson for his weekly segment brought to you by Heartland Bank. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Paul.
Hey, the Post-Dispatch has reprinted yesterday's New York Times op-ed by Warren Buffett, the man behind Berkshire Hathaway, arguably the most successful investor in American history, certainly one of the richest men in America, in which he says that Congress has to stop coddling the mega-rich like him. He says, "My friends and I have been coddled long enough by a billionaire-friendly Congress. It's time for our government to get serious about shared sacrifice." And so he's saying, "Tax me and my friends more. We really won't mind." Will anyone in Congress pay attention to that message?
Well, Democrats do, but the Republicans don't. I mean, it's hard to, I must tell you, it's hard to disagree with someone like Warren Buffett, who's saying, in effect, "I now pay an income tax at a rate of 17%. Paul, I'm going to ask each one of your listeners who make out a 1040 short or long what their rate is, much higher, almost all across the board. And he's saying, in effect, look, if I'm taxed at 25%, I'll still have something to eat, I'll still invest, I'll still buy companies and all of that. But you saw what happened the other night when the candidates on that stage, the Republican debate, were asked if they would take a deal in which they got $10 of spending cuts for just $1 of revenue increase. No, not one of them would do it. It is really hard to understand.
Instead, they're actually going around saying that Obama wants to raise taxes. Obama wants to raise taxes. And I wish anybody on the other side would say, raise taxes on whom? We're not going to raise it on poor people. We're not going to raise it on the middle class. We want to raise it on 0.3%, the richest people in America. Why can't the Democrats make that argument effectively, Sam?
Well, they try to make the argument, but you've just, Paul, you've just put your finger on something, the word effectively. Why the Democrats, who had a majority in Congress until last November, were constantly rolled, led by their president, meaning of their party, he's all of us have him as our president, by the Republicans. But the Republicans have been much better, if better means effective, of selling their arguments. Remember in the spring of 2009, all the polls showed all Americans wanted a new health care bill. And in fact, the majority of Americans wanted a so-called government option. But by the fall, death panels, you can't see your doctor and all of that. All not true, but effective.
Yep. So the problem here is that the Republicans are making it seem like Obama wants to raise taxes on everybody, when in fact, under his administration, taxes have fallen for 95% of Americans, but they can't nail that message to the wall.
Well, their argument is that raising taxes in a time of recession, or any time really, but now in a time of recession, is a bad thing, because it would take money out of people's pockets. But Warren Buffett's argument is, I got deep pockets. Hey, we're not talking about taking money out of people who are trying to scrape together enough to buy groceries and all that.
Yeah.
I should pay more in income tax, and all my buddies, and he claims that he's talked to lots of them and they agree, should do the same thing. But the Republicans say no.
Yep.
No for ending subsidies for the oil companies, which are rolling in cash. Have you checked the price of gasoline at the pump lately?
Yeah.
No to ending any subsidies to sugar producers. I mean, it is just amazing. Any form of raising revenue, even closing a loophole, the Republicans are against.
I love it when politicians say, now is not the time to raise taxes. Now, Sam, you have been covering Washington a lot longer than I have. Have you ever heard them say, you know what, now's the time to raise taxes?
No, that's quite true. But I would remind people that after World War II, which pulled us out of the recession and depression, and I wouldn't argue that's something we should have again as a catalyst, this economy in the United States, this great engine of what we did, we invented, we produced, jobs were plentiful for the most part. We had tax rates so much higher than we have today,
yep.
And we prospered.
Yep.
The idea that we cannot prosper if we pay for what we spend. But 30 years ago, we were being taught we don't have to pay for what we spend. We charge it. It's okay. We'll grow our way into gobs of money.
I want to ask you about something about the Republicans, who, of course, had this straw poll in Iowa this weekend, which got far more media attention than it deserves. You know, it's kind of like the coffee beans in the mason jar at the coffee shop, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to the accuracy of this thing. But Michelle Bachmann got all of the attention because she, quote, won this straw poll over the weekend. And they say, well, she's now in the top tier. So is Rick Perry, who had just announced over the weekend, and Mitt Romney. Those are the three in the top tier. Ron Paul was a very close second to Michelle Bachmann, and yet he was not invited to do any of the networks. They weren't talking about him as a front runner. Here's a guy who gets a lot of people's attention. I don't agree with quite a few of the things he says, but why can't Ron Paul get any respect? Is it what I call the Ralph Nader syndrome?
Well, you're quite right about the attention he doesn't get against the support he has in something like the straw poll. There's a significant percentage of Americans who, like Ron Paul, whether they know it or not, are libertarians. But the significant percentage, by all measurements, is not nearly enough to elect a president. And so I think even Republicans say, we love that rhetoric, we love this guy, yeah, do away with the Federal Reserve Board. And someone says, yeah, but it was the Federal Reserve Board that saved us about three times. Does anyone remember Paul Volcker and the board that pulled us out of that terrible, terrible recession from 79 to 83? Does anyone remember the day the Dow dropped 508 points when it was only at 5,000, not 11,000 points, and the Federal Reserve Board pulled us out in 1987? I mean, no. So when Ron Paul abolished the board and do all of that, a lot of Republicans who love the fierce rhetoric say, nah, we don't nominate him because he cannot win the presidency.
Okay, so if he can't win, he doesn't get the coverage. But you and I both know Michelle Bachmann can't win either, and yet she's the media darling. Is that because he's the crotchety, cranky old guy?
Bachmann. I could have, you know, my first campaign on the bus was covering Barry Goldwater,
yep,
who I found in many respects a very admirable person, but everyone knew he could not be elected president, including Barry Goldwater, may I say. Today, people are not certain that a Michelle Bachmann, or certainly a Rick Perry, cannot be elected president. The fierce rhetoric which destroyed the health care bill argument is so loud and so effective. I mean, it's like that Merle Haggard song when people question people's loyalty. Hey, Hoss, you run down this country, you're walking on the biting side of me. That seems to energize our politics these days.
It does energize the politics, but I'm not sure it energizes the real electorate in this country. And I would bet you right now that Michelle Bachmann ends up with the same number of electoral votes that you do, Sam.
That's not hard. Just pick any number. Instinct tells you me you're right, and the history tells me you're right. But we're going through, when people say, turbulent times, when things get turned topsy-turvy. I'm not quite so certain. Yes, you would expect that the center, which elects presidents, the independents, would eventually, but President Obama, presiding over this terrible economy, with a high unemployment rate, the Fed says, into 2013, past the election day, does not have an easy road, no matter what you think of his other, if you think he has good qualities.
Yep.
And so it doesn't take a genius on the other side to beat him.
Sam, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for your time this morning.
Okay, Paul.